This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. U.S.-backed Syrian forces said Saturday it has liberated the last bastion of the Islamic State in Syria. A spokesman for the Syrian Democratic Forces, Mustafa Bali, made the announcement in a tweet. VOA National Security Correspondent Jeff Selden tells us that while victory has been declared, this is not the absolute end of IS.
While the caliphate may be destroyed, the fight against ISIS as a terrorist group, as an insurgency, is far from over. A senior defense official said just a little while ago that there are tens of thousands of IS fighters and supporters spread across Syria and Iraq. Many of them are already operating as part of insurgency, and many more are existing as part of sleeper cells waiting to activate.
And he says that some of IS leaders are still at large. The SDF pledged to continue the fight against remnants of the terror group. At its height in 2014, IS ruled over large swaths of Syria and Iraq, boasting dual capitals in Raqqa, Syria, and Mosul, Iraq. World leaders are criticizing U.S. President Donald Trump's announcement that the United States will recognize Israeli sovereignty over the Golan Heights. Syria's U.N. Ambassador Bashar Jafari said that the move is irresponsible.
President Trump's statement reaffirms the United States' blind bias towards the Israeli occupation and its unlimited support for its aggressive behavior.
And Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan said that Mr. Trump's announcement has brought the region to the brink of a new crisis and new tensions. Just a day after it was announced that the U.S. Treasury Department was imposing new sanctions on Chinese shippers, President Trump in a tweet said those additional sanctions would be withdrawn. The two companies have been blacklisted after they were accused of helping North Korea evade sanctions over its nuclear weapons program. More at voanews.com. This is VOA News. After nearly 2 years of investigation, Special Counsel Robert Mueller has handed in his report on Russian interference in the 2016 election and any connection to President Trump's campaign. We get more from AP's Ed Donahue.
A source tells the AP Mueller is recommending no further indictments. His team has brought charges against 34 people, including six associates of President Trump and three companies. Mueller has revealed a sweeping criminal effort by Russians to interfere in the 2016 election and showed people connected to the Trump campaign were eager to exploit emails stolen from Democrats. Attorney General William Barr has said he has a vision of two reports, one for the public, one for members of Congress. It's unclear whether President Trump will ask to see the Mueller report and under what circumstances he or his lawyers would be able to see it. Ed Donahue, Washington.
And the Senate's Democratic leader says the public deserves to see all of the Mueller report. AP correspondent Warren Levinson.
Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer says the whole Mueller report and the supporting documentation should be made public, and no fair tipping the White House in advance.
Attorney General Barr must not give President Trump, his lawyers, or his staff any sneak preview of Special Counsel Mueller's findings or evidence.
Schumer says he expects public pressure to ensure the whole report is publicly released. Asked about reports that Mueller, who has issued 37 indictments, isn't planning any more, the New York Democrat says until the report is published, it's too soon to say anything about it. Warren Levinson, New York.
Aid agencies continue to scramble for life-saving services to hundreds of thousands of survivors of the cyclone that hit Mozambique, Malawi, and Zimbabwe. As Lisa Schlein reports for VOA from Geneva, the UN says 1.7 million people are affected by this disaster, which has caused extensive damage to infrastructure, homes, and crops.
WHO spokesman Christian Lindmar says conditions in the temporary camps sheltering the displaced are squalid and ripe for disease outbreaks.
In terms of cholera, in the past 6 years, there has been a cholera outbreak every year in Mozambique. So most recent one ended only in February 2018. With close to 2,000 cases.
The WHO has sent a team of experts to oversee the operation in Mozambique. It also has sent emergency medical supplies. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
And thousands of people gathered Friday for a mass funeral in a cemetery in New Zealand where 26 of the 50 victims of a mass shooting at two mosques last Friday were buried. The youngest victim buried was 3 years old. Earlier Friday, thousands of New Zealanders gathered in a park across from the Al Noor Mosque where one of the attacks took place to observe the Muslim call to prayer, including Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.